This is the single longest recorded conversation that Jesus has with anyone in Scripture. And in the course of the conversation, he, first of all, sort of manages to break through a whole lot of taboos and set aside a whole lot of rituals and things that happened in his life, and continued to do some things that, of course, set Jesus Christ apart. First and foremost, he was talking to a Samaritan woman. The Jews and the Samaritans really didn't talk to one another. So the fact that he was doing that was sort of the first big thing. Secondly, the fact that he was talking to a woman, period, because Jews didn't talk to women who were not escorted or were not, there wasn't some ritual involved. And so the fact that he was just sitting down at the well having a chat with this person was another sort of thing that he had set aside. So here he was talking to someone who was marginalized in her community, because the reason she was coming to the well at noon is that she had had five husbands and the one she had now wasn't. So she was an outcast in her own community. That's why she was coming to the well at noon, because she couldn't be around anyone. So she took this Jesus took this marginalized woman and she became a prophet. She became a prophet to her own people in the course of the conversation with Jesus Christ. Because this woman finally understood when he said, quite plainly, "I am he, I'm the one you're waiting for." She believed. As we move through the Lenten season, Jesus is becoming more and more strident in his position. "I'm the Messiah. I'm the Christ that you're waiting for. Listen to me. Believe me." Knowing full well what was going to happen with the scribes, the Pharisees, and the priests in the temple. We are called in our own time, in our own place, to listen to the marginalized, because they too have the words of prophecy. They too are the beloved of Jesus Christ. So, in this Lenten season, we are called to look around in our lives and say, who am I ignoring? Who have I blown past in my sort of self-engaged, self-involved life? As I'm praying, what am I missing? Who am I missing? And how can I stop what I'm doing and do things differently with a different heart? The disciples coming late to the party. Well, who fed you? Nobody fed me. The work that I am doing feeds me, nurtures me. My fulfillment of my Father's plan is what gives me nurturance and feeds me and lifts me up. And if you guys don't get it pretty quick, you're going to miss the boat. I wonder how many times he says that to the disciples. We know at least a couple times. If we don't pay attention, we're going to miss the boat, folks. If we don't listen to Jesus Christ's story, his plaintive statement, "I am he who has come into your hearts, has come into your life to lift you up," we're going to miss the boat. So as this Lenten season continues to unfold, I invite you to stop. To listen to Jesus when he comes to visit us through Scripture, through our prayer. Listen to what he's telling us in our hearts. Believe what he has to offer us in his hands, in his voice, in his heart, his face. "I've come to bring eternal life, and I have it if you will just listen to me." We too are called to be prophets in our own time. We too are called to tell the people around us in our lives by our prayer, by our ministry, by our presence. Jesus Christ is coming.